Today, one of the big questions that came up at the shareholders meeting was something that was first printed in the Seattle Times about Clayton Homes and accusations of predatory lending there. What is your response to that story?
Well, it's a very simple fact. I mean, every person that buys a home from Clayton gets a one-page sheet of paper, which I showed a copy of, and it says, check all of these lenders, you know, name who you want your application to go to. And there's usually, there might be four or five names there, their local bank. So everybody, that we are not forcing loans on anybody. If they had a loan with us they didn't like, they could pay us off and borrow from somebody else. We have 300,000 loans on the books, and in the last 3 years, I've not received one letter of complaint from anybody.
That story has gone viral since it was first printed. Why have you not responded before today?
Well, I thought today would be a good chance to explain it in some depth. It's very hard to do one-sentence replies. But, I mean, the fellow in the, as I pointed out today, I mean, the fellow confused gross profit and net profit. That's the difference between 20% and 3%. He either didn't understand it or he intentionally did it. He had some things wrong there about our equity. He had a number of things. We have actually, some of the people he quoted, we've worked to modify loans with them, but because of the privacy rules, we can't name the cases.